That was fun, you know, for us.
Yeah, I bet it was. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting? It looks like a wasp.
Oh, it's a dirt dauber.
Okay. Do they sting?
Ooh, boy, that one get under your clothes and
sting. They do sting?
Boy, how do they do? Dirt daubers, they mean things.
What do you call something for a baby to lie in? It has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by.
Not a crib, is it? Oh, would it? Baby buggy?
Okay. Now, if you had a baby in a baby buggy, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
Going to ride.
Okay.
Ride it.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Okay.
Oh, peanuts and penders, you know. Well, they all go under the same name.
Peanuts and what?
And penders. We used penders. To call them penders. These old big ones was penders.
Oh, yes.
But they're all
but they're all
peanut, in the peanut order, yeah.
Uh-huh. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Resembled his father, lots.
Okay. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Favoriting.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
Midwife.
Okay. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city?
Tell that again.
Okay. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a person from the country might use to refer to a person from the city?
Well, I just don't quite understand that.
Well, like a city slicker or a dude, have you ever heard those words? No? Okay.
No.
Well, now do you know of any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a city person might use to refer to a country person?
Well, I wouldn't know how to call that. I wouldn't.
You ever heard anybody call anybody else a cracker?
Country cracker.
Or a hick?
A country cracker. I've heard them call them that from the country.
Uh-huh.
And town people, town dudes.
Okay. Town dude. Good.
Yeah,
that's a good
town
one.
Dude.
Good.
That's right.
How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Dark complexion.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's somebody down the road, you know, somebody coming down the road, you'd say, here comes a
Negro. Yeah, a Negro.
Would you say Negro? You wouldn't say Negro?
Say a, yeah, or a colored person, either one.
Okay. Now suppose you were angry with a Negro, and you thought he was very trifling and no good. How would you refer to him?
I just say, you want to go to that trifling nigger.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
You mean the Americans?
Well,
We're an American, aren't we?
Yeah. But we're a different color from the other people I was talking about.
The
white
race?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
No one.
I don't either, not a single one.
I haven't never heard.
Uh-uh, I don't either. But then I've never known any but nice colored people either.
That's right.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about?
Awfully mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime you might say,